好，这一段圣经在讲葡萄树跟枝子的关系。
So in these verses, it talks about the relationship between vine and the branches.
那主说他自己是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
And God says He Himself is the vine, and we are the branches.
圣经用葡萄树跟枝子来证明我们跟神的关系。
And the Bible used the vine and the branches to prove the relationship between us and God, which is very important.
你知道葡萄树除了结果子，它没有别的功能。
Do you know, apart for the vine, apart from bearing fruits, any other functions does the vine have?
树的叶子既不漂亮。
The leaves of the vine are not very beautiful.
花开的时间也很短，也不大。
And the blossom time is very short.
然后它的枝子也不能做任何的材料。
And the branches cannot be used as certain materials.
所以葡萄树唯一的功能就是结果子。
So for the vine, its only function is to bear fruits.
那葡萄树除了结果子以外，它的附加功能，它的附加产品。
So what is the byproduct of the vine?
却能够带给我们非常多的喜乐和满足。
And the byproduct can bring us a lot of joy.
不论是做成果干，或者是果汁，甚至于是酒，都让我们非常的喜欢。
So the products which are processed from the fruits can be used as wine, can be used as the raisin and many other foods, which is very delicious.
这正符合了主耶稣说，神是看我们的里面，看我们的生命，而不是看外面。
So God pays attention to our inner heart, not the outer appearance.
所以今天我们要从这段圣经来看与主的三个关系。
And today we're going to look at three relationships that we have with God through these verses.
第一个关系告诉我们要常在主里面。
And the first relationship talks about we need to be in God always.
常在主里面的意思就是我们要连接在树上面，可以得着树的供应。
So to remain in Him always, that is to say that we are as the branches. We need to be attached to the vine.
有人说他可能就是住在主里面。
So to absorb the nutrition from the vine. So this is like live in the vine.
但是上帝的重点不是住在里面。
But it's not sufficient just to live in the vine.
它是跟让我们有一个很自然的生命连结的关系。
He wants to have this, have that natural connection of life.
而这个生命的连结的关系很，有生命的关系，我们就可以结果子。
So if our life is connected to the life of the vine, then we can bear fruits.
就好像我们种一棵葡萄树，它只要活着，它就会结果子。
So this is like, if we have a vine tree, if it's a living tree, then it will bear fruits.
但是有没有经过整理的果树，它所结的果子常常有很大的不一样。
But whether this vine can bear fruits or how many the amount of fruits that this vine can bear depends on whether it has been pruned properly.
这几天我住在于佩林的家里。
And these several days, I live in Brother Yu's house.
他们的房子的周围有很多枇杷树。
There are a lot of what's 枇杷a lot of trees called Chinese 枇杷 trees around his house.
我跟明家说，有很多枇杷可以吃。
So there are a lot of fruits that we can eat.
但是他说，那个枇杷籽子又大，肉又薄，又不好吃。
But this friend says, well, for this fruit, the the meat is very thin and there's a large inner core in it, so it's not very delicious.
所以我就跟名家说一个结论，因为那个树没有修剪，没有施肥。
So I told her, 名家is your daughter? So I told my daughter, 名家, because the reason why the fruit is not that good is because this tree has not been properly pruned or maintained.
所以它所结的果子就不会好吃。
So that's why the fruit is not that good.
那主在我们身上也要做修理干净的工作。
And God also will do that work of pruning us.
主对那个葡萄树说，不结果子的枝子，他就要剪去。
So God will cut off those branches that does not bear fruit.
那能结果子的，他要修理干净。
And for those branches that do bear fruits,He will prune them.
一个看起来是有生命的结果，一个看起来是没有生命的结果。
So for those branches that bear fruits, they have life. And for those branches that do not, they do not have life.
但是当我们不能结果子的时候，主就把我们剪掉。
So when we cannot bear fruits,God will cut us off.
那当我们是会结果子的枝子的时候，主就要修理干净。
However, if we can bear fruits, then God will prune us in our life.
这样看来，我们没有一个人是在主里面平平安安的。
So God will do something with us.
因为他不是剪掉，就是要修理。
Either we are cut off.Or will be pruned.
我相信在座的没有人是被剪掉的。
And I think for everyone here, nobody has been cut off.
但是修理干净却是不能够避免的。
But we will be pruned.
主要修理我们是因为我们里面有很多会占据我们结果子的那个养分的事情。
We need to be pruned because we have something in us that will prevent us from absorbing the nutrition, which will help us to bear fruits.
就是说在我们的生活里面有很多的杂事，很多的外物会使我们跟神的关系不能够那样子的连接得好。
Because in our life, there are a lot of extraneous things in our life that prevent us from having that...connection with God.
所以主要把我们修理干净。
That's why God needs to do that work of pruning us.
修理干净就是帮助我们可以结果子更多。
So that we can bear more fruits.
不但结果子，而且可以结果子更多。
Not just bear fruits, but bear more fruits.
你知道这是一个两个不一样的结果。
You know that the results are different.
你可以结果子，但是却不能够让别人觉得喜乐。
You can bear some fruits, but that does not mean that you can bring joy to other people.
那你也可以结果子，结得更多，让人透过你的果子带进喜乐的生活。
And another result is that you can bear a lot of fruits, and people can feel the joy, and people can be brought into that joy through your fruits.
就像你我每一个人的生活一样。
And this is just in our daily life.
我们如果是一个结果子的基督徒，
If we are a Christian that bears fruit,
我们就会带给别人喜乐。
We will be blessing to other people.
如果我们不是，可能很多人就从我们身上受到伤害。
If we're not a Christian that's bearing fruit, then we probably will hurt some people.
所以圣经上让我们知道说，一个基督徒你要结出四样的果子来。
And the Bible tells us that for a Christian, we need to bear four kinds of fruits.
第一个，我们要结出生命的果子。
The first kind is the fruit of life.
第二个，我们要有生活的果子。
And the second one, 生活。
生活。
The fruit of living godly life.
第三个要有工作的果子。
And the third type of fruit is the fruits related to work.
第四个要有嘴唇的果子。
嘴唇。Oh, okay. The fourth kind of fruits is the fruit of the lips.
所以这四样的果子是我们一个基督徒的一个完全的生活。
So if we can bear these four kinds of fruits, then we can have a complete life.
从里到外。
From the inner to the outer.
从我们的教会生活到我们的办公室的生活。
From our church life to our office life.
让我们能够成为一个有影响力的人。
So that we can be a person that can bring influence to other people.
一棵葡萄树可以结更多的果子。能够供应给人快乐，供应给人祝福。
If a vine can bear a lot of fruits, then those fruits can bring joy to other
people. 一个基督徒在生活上头，我们能够结出果子，我们也可以带给别人快乐和祝福。
So for a Christian who can bear fruits, that means this Christian can bring joy and happiness to other people.
你是不是成为一个祝福别人的人非常的重要。
So it's very important whether you can be a blessing to other people.
如果你希望成为祝福别人的人，你就要活在主里面。
If you want to be a blessing to other people, then you need to remain in God.
当我们常在主里面的时候，主就说他要用他的道把我们洗干净。
And if we always remain in God, then God will cleanse us using His words.
所以你的生活里面必须要有神的道。
So in our life, we need to have God's words in us.
那在圣经里面，这一个道用的这一个道是讲一个客观的真理。
So the words really reflect to an objective truth.
客观的真理是一个放之四海而皆准的一个真理。
So the objective truths can apply to everything.
适合每一个人，不会变来变去。
It will not change due to the change of the circumstances or people.
那另外，等一下我们会有一个主观的经验。
And then we'll have subjective experience.
对于神的真理，我们需要有主观的经验。
And we need to experience God in our life.
那客观的真理加上主观的经验，让我们可以经历神在我们生命里面的那个工作的改变。
And so this objective truths in combination with the subjective experience can help us experience the change that God's words brings to us.
所以主既然要把我们这一个修理干净。他说因为我们不能自己结果子。
God wants to prune us as branches because we cannot bear fruits by ourselves.
枝子不能够自己结果子。
The branches themselves cannot bear fruits.
你知道在台湾的梨原来的梨是不好吃的。
You know that in Taiwan there was kind of pear that was not very delicious.
它又硬又涩然后也不够甜。
Yeah, it was kind of very hard with hard skin and a little bit bitter, not sweet.
但是现在台湾的梨非常大，非常的甜。
However, today's pear in Taiwan is very sweet, very delicious.
他们给它一个名字叫做丰田水梨，丰富的甜梨，丰田。
丰田是
okay, 它就是一个名字。
Yeah, they give it a very good name.
那因为它是把日本的梨的树枝子接在台湾的梨树上面。
So what they did is they used the pear trees in Japan and then attached those branches to the vine in Taiwan.
你知道日本的梨树拿到台湾种，它也结不出好果子来。
You know that for a pear tree branch in Japan, and for that branch to be attached to the vine in Taiwan, it's very hard to bear good fruits.
因为气候、地理跟环境都不一样。
Because the climate is different, the geographic terrain is different.
但是每一年这一个梨收成之后会长出新的枝子来。
However, after this tree bear fruits, it will grow new branches.
那这个新长出来的枝子到第二年的春天它是不会结果子的。
And this new branch will not bear any fruits in the second year spring.
因为它不是新的枝子，所以它不会结果子。
Because it's not a new branch, so that's why it's not going to bear fruits.
所以农人通常都会把它修剪掉。
So the gardeners would cut them off.
只剩下树的本身。
So just the vine, not the vine, just the tree itself.
那好让它第二年的时候它可以长出新的枝子，每一个枝子都可以结果子。
So in the second year, this tree can bear new branches, and each new branch can bear fruits.
那日本的农人把这一个突然长的这个枝子，没有用的枝子剪掉，然后丢掉。
So for those branches that do not bear fruits, they were cut off.
台湾的农人到日本把这些枝子捡回台湾去。
Oh, so those branches that were cut off, they were cut off in Japan. And then the gardeners in Taiwan pick up those branches that were cut off and then attach those branches to the tree in Taiwan.
然后他把那个枝子剪成一个小段、
oh.
一段一段的小段。
And then the gardeners in Taiwan cut those branches into smaller sections.
把它接在台湾的梨树上面。
And then they attach that little section to the pear tree in Taiwan.
那接上的这个枝子到了第二年它会长出新的枝子来。
And then in the second year, the tree will give out new branches.
那所长出来的这一个新枝子所结出的梨他们就叫它丰田水梨。
And then, this new branch can bear very delicious fruits.
那它结出来的果子就有日本梨的细致跟甜味。
And then this new delicious fruits will have that characteristic of the pear in Japan.
但是却有台湾梨的壮大。
So it combined the good traits of the two kind of pear trees. It is very sturdy and big, which is the characteristic of Taiwan's pear tree. And then it's also the meat is delicious, which is the characteristic of the pear fruit in Japan.
我觉得这就是一个修理干净最好的解释。
I think this example is a good illustration of pruning a tree.
主把我们放在一个合适的位置上面。
God puts us into a proper position.
我也要叫我们结出更大更美的果子。
So that we can bear more fruits and bigger fruits.
那这个果子就是生命的果子，生活的果子，工作的果子，跟嘴唇的果子。
And these are the fruits, that is fruits of life, fruits of living a godly life every day, and the fruits of work and fruits of lips.
是一个全人的一个果子，所以我们如果藏在主里面，我们就可以结出一个全人的果子来。
So this is a perfect fruit. If we remain in God always, then we are able to bear this kind of fruits.
那个原来日本的梨树枝剪下来是要丢掉的。
So those branches originally grown in Japan, they were cut off, and originally they were gonna be thrown away.
因为它第二年不会结果子，要丢掉的。
Because in the second year, the pear tree in Japan will not bear more fruits through those old branches.
但是当我们把它拿来接在台湾的树上的时候
，However, if we use those old branches and then attach to the pear tree in Taiwan,
它就有了一个新的改变跟功能。
Then it has a new function and it has a change.
这是第一个，神讲到我们需要藏在他里面。
And this is to say that we need to remain in God always.
我们如果能够像一个枝子被接在葡萄树上头。
If we are a branch that is connected to the vine.
透过修理干净，我们就可以结出更大更美的果子。
And after we are being pruned, we can bear more and bigger fruits.
我相信你知道，如果树的果子我们让它随意生长，它就不会长大。
You probably have that experience that if we just do not really take care of maintain a tree, just let it bear fruits whatever it wants, then it's not going to grow very big.
它每一颗就长得又小，然后又果肉又少，甜分也不够。
So if there's no care goes into it, then it will be remain to be a very small tree, and the fruit will not be delicious.
那当它开花的时候，我们把多的花或者多的果子把它丢，把它清除掉。
So when it starts to blossom, we cut off the flowers.
整丛的花里面我们只留下一朵，留下一颗果子。
And if we just keep one blossom,
它就可以长得非常的肥大，非常的甜美。
Then it will have the nutrition to be big and nutritious.
这就是主要我们留在它里面，常常跟它发生关系，从主那里得着丰富的供应。
So, that's why we need to remain God always. We should have that connection of life with God, and we can draw nutrition from Him.
我们就像那个土长的枝子，如果我们不接在树上头，我们就好像被丢在外面的树枝就枯干了，我们自己不能靠自己结出果子来。
So if we're not connected to God, then we're just like those branches thrown outside, and then we'll dry, we'll get very dry.
第二件事情，主说，如果我们藏在他的里面，主的话就在我们里面。
And then the Bible verses also tells us that if we remain in Him always, then His words will remain in us.
主的话要藏在我们里面。
And God's words need to remain in us always.
因为我们常常在主里面，主的话才能够藏在我们里面。
If we always remain in God, then, only then, God's words will remain in us.
你每天有没有灵修的生活？
Do you have spiritual Bible study time every day?
你有没有每一天安静听主向你说话？
Do you have a quiet heart to listen to God's words, listen to God's voice every day?
你有没有每一天祷告主向你说话？
Do you pray to God every day?
我想我们每一个人在遇到难处、遇到事情的时候，
I think for every one of us, when we face difficulties,
我们都希望主能够向我们说话。
And we hope that God will speak to us.
所以你在难处当中，你的祷告会特别的殷切。
So when we are facing difficulties, we'll pray much more earnestly.
你会花更多的时间在祷告上头。
We'll spend more time in praying.
你也会花更多的时间打开圣经来读神的话。
And you will open up the Bible more and read God's words more.
因为你希望神向你说话。
Because you want to hear God's voice.
你希望上帝告诉你是或不是，是左边是右边。
So you want God to tell you yes or no, whether you should turn left or turn right.
你会希望主能够告诉你怎么样走在上帝的旨意里面。
And you want God to tell you how to walk in His will.
主告诉我们说，如果我们藏在他里面，他的话也要在我们里面。
And the Bible tells us that if we remain in God always, then God's words will remain in us.
这里所说的主的话就是一个 rhema, 就是一个 主观的神的真理的经验。
And here, God's words really reflect, our subjective experience.
那当神的话成为我们主观的经验。
When God's words became, our subjective experience,
我们就会知道说，上帝到底要我们向左或向右，或者行在其间。
Then we know, whether God wants us to turn left, or turn right, or go straight.
我们常常有主的话，主就应许我们说，你们祈求，我就给你们成就。
If God's words always remain in us, then we know that God promises that if we ask, if we pray, He will give us what we want.
你知道主说你祈求给你就给你成就是一个极大的应许和祝福。
This is such a great, promise and blessing to us when He says to us that when we ask,He will give it to us.
你知道在我们生活的经验里面多数的祷告是不蒙成就的。
We know that in our daily life, God does not answer a lot of our prayers.
多数的祷告是我们没有听见神向我们说话。
And for a lot of prayers, it's really reflecting the fact that we're not hearing God's words.
如果你希望你的祷告生活是常常被神成就，你就需要有主的话在你的里面。
If we want to have those prayers be fulfilled, then we need to always have God's words remain in us.
你怎么样能够让主的话常常在你里面？
So how to have God's words always remain in us?
你可能第一个你要大量的读圣经。
First, you need to read the Bible a lot.
你 一天可能要念三章到十章的圣经。
So you may need to read 3 to 10 chapters every day.
第二个你要很认真的到让上帝的话成为你主观的经验。
And then you need to make the efforts, so that God's words.Can become your subjective experience.
你要在你今天所读的圣经里面听见上帝向你有启示的话语。
And you need to try to listen to the words that God wants to reveal to you when you study the Bible.
我的经验是，就算很熟的经文。
And my experience tells me that even if for the verses that I'm very familiar with.
但是我认真用祷告的心去读的时候
However, when I read these verses again and again with a praying heart
我都还会被上帝来提醒
And I will have new reminders from God
仿佛看见了一个新的启示
And I will see new revelation
原来以为很熟的经文居然还有我没有注意到的细节
So, I find new details that I've not paid attention previously.
甚至于是很简单的一句话，是我过去没有注意到的。
And I can find some very straightforward statements. However, I've not paid attention to it previously.
在这样的一句话或者是一个细节里面，我知道今天上帝对我说话。
And I know God is speaking to me today through this statement, through these words.
是一个我认为很熟悉、我很了解的经文，上帝可以在今天对我重新说话。
So God can say new words to me through the verse that I think that I'm already very familiar with.
它就是一个启示，就是一个主观的经验。
And this is a revelation, and this is a subjective experience.
第三件你应该做的事情就是要把神的话背诵下来。
And the third thing that you need to do is to remember to commit it to your heart, to commit it to your memory of those words, of God's words.
你把神的话背下来，记在你的心里面。
So you should recite those words so you can remember them in your heart.
就好像你把资料打在电脑里面。
And this is like you are typing certain information in your computer.
当你需要用的时候，你就可以从电脑里面叫出你的档案来。
So you can pull up that information if you need it in your computer.
如果你不能够把神的话放在你的生命里面。
If you cannot put God's words into your heart,
当你生活当中遭遇难处，面对困难的时候，你就听不见神向你说话。
Then when you face difficulties, setbacks in your life, then you cannot hear God's words.
因为电脑里面如果没有档案，我们不能够叫出我们所要使用的档案。
So this is like in a computer, if there's no documentation of certain things, you won't be able to pull it up.
所以你知道你的祷告成就是让上帝得荣耀的一个重要关键。
And also, when your prayer is fulfilled, that is also to give glory to God.
你的祷告不成就，上帝不会喜欢。
If your prayer cannot be fulfilled, that's not something that's pleasing to God.
你在祷告当中听不见神向你说话，上帝也不会高兴。
And if you cannot hear God's voice in your prayer, then it's not also something that's not pleasing to God.
上帝喜悦的就是我们的祷告经常是有结果的。
And God, what is pleasing to God is that we will see that results of the prayer.
因为对神话语的主观经验，让我们在祷告当中就多结果子。
So those subjective experience through God's words will help us bear fruits in our prayers.
在主话语上可以多结果子的人，主说这就是我的门徒。
And for those who can bear fruits,through God's words, then God called these people His disciples.
你常常祷告经历神，神就承认你是门徒。
If you always pray, if you experience God in your life, then God will recognize you as His disciples.
门徒就是跟随主耶稣的人，不是礼拜天来做做礼拜。
Disciples, God's disciples are those people who follow God.They are not those people who just come on Sunday to do the worship.
一个礼拜天只做礼拜，平常没有读经祷告生活的人，就好像生命里面没有供应一样。
So for those who just come to Sunday for worship but do not pray or communicate to God in the rest of the days of the week, then these people do not have true provisions in their life.
所以我们要做主的门徒，不要做一个宗教的门徒。
So we need to be God's disciples, not the disciples of this religion.
第三件事情，我们要藏在主的爱里面。
Next is that we need always remain in God's love.
我们要藏在主的爱里面，因为主说，你们要藏在我的爱里，你们若遵守我的命令。遵守主的命令。
Yeah. I was trying to find the verse. So this is in verse 12. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you.
我们若常常遵守主的命令，我们才能够在主的爱里面。
If we obey God's command, then we can be in God's love.
但是世界告诉我们的不是这样。
But the world does not tell us this way.
他告诉我们说，在教会有很多的限制。
And the secular saying will be like this: there are a lot of limitations in God. There are limitations in church.
我记得有一次传福音给一个年轻人。
I remember one time I was trying to preach gospel to a young person.
我告诉他，你可以到教会来得到许多的好处。
And I told him that you can come to the church and you will benefit a lot.
得到许多从上帝来跟从弟兄姐妹来的帮助跟祝福。
And you will have a lot of blessings, and you will also receive the love from the church brothers and sisters.
但是他说我还年轻，我不想现在去教会。
But he says, well, I'm still young, and I don't want to attend the church now.
因为去教会不能抽烟，不能喝酒，不能跳舞。
Because if I go to church now, then I cannot smoke, I cannot go to dance, and I cannot drink.
有很多的限制，会让我很不快乐。
So there's all this kind of rules and limitations which will not make me happy.
他说让我现在年轻的时候享尽世界的荣华富贵。
I want to try to take every opportunity to enjoy all the things the world can provide when I'm still young.
等到我年老了我再来信耶稣。
So I'm going to wait till I reach my elderly age, then I'll start to believe in Jesus then.
你知道这完全是世界的聪明。
So this is the so-called kind of street smart in the world.
我说你知不知道你什么时候会死掉？
And then I told him, do you know when you will die?
你能够保证你活到七八十岁，七老八十的时候才来信耶稣吗？
Are you sure that you can live till the age of 70s and 80s and when you want to believe in Jesus?
他很生气地告诉我，你怎么可以咒骂我，会短命呢？
And then he was a little bit angry and said, why do you curse me?
活在主的爱里面就是遵守主的命令。
So to obey God's command, to live in God's love, is to mean that to obey God's command.
从世界看起来是很多的限制。
So from the worldly standpoint, there are a lot of limitations. There are a lot of rules.
是有很多是我们所不能够做，但是我们却又很想要去做的事。
So there are certain things that we know that we cannot do, even though we want to do.
但是主却对我们说，遵守我的命令，就是住在我的爱里面。
But God tells us that to obey my command is to live in my love.
我们要享受主的爱，就要走主所吩咐的道路。
So if we want to enjoy God's love, then we need to obey God's command.
我们做父母都会知道，我们爱我们的孩子。
And for us parents, we know that we love our children.
所以我们从孩子这一个开始学走路的时候，我们就很小心地警告他。
So when children start to learn how to walk, we warn them.
怎么样才不会遇到危险？
You need to do this, do that to avoid certain danger.
我记得我的孩子小的时候。
I remember when my children are small.
我就告诉我的孩子说，墙壁上的那个插座，你不能够去摸它。
And I told them that do not touch the outlets on the wall.
你不能够拿东西插进那个洞里面。
And you should not take stuff to try to put in the holes in that outlet.
但是我的儿子听了我这么说之后，
But my son, after I told him this,
他就很想拿个东西插在那个洞里面试试看。
He wanted to pick something and stuck something into the hole in the wall in the outlets.
你知道我们的生命里面都有一个想要走自己路的那个生命的倾向。
So in our life, we have that kind of inclination of trying to do things according to our own will.
我们对上帝禁止的事情，我们会常常觉得我要去试试看。
So for those things that were forbidden by God's rule.We want to try it.
就好像我跟儿子说，你不可以拿东西插在那个洞里面的时候，他就很想要去试试看为什么不可以。
So this is like when I tell my son not to put things in the hole in the wall in that outlet, he really want to try Why not?
遵守我们的话，遵守父亲的话，他就会在父亲的爱里面。
So if we obey God's word, if we obey our Heavenly Father's command, then we'll be in His love.
我们遵守主的命令，我们就会在主的爱里面。
So if we obey our Lord's command, then we will in His love.
是我们可以藏在主里面。
And we'll always remain in Him.
我们也可以常常在这个主的话语里面。
And we can always remain in His words.
我们要更要在更多的在主的爱里面。
And we can remain in God's love more.
因为我们在主的爱里面，我们就知道主对我们所说的，对我们所做的每一件事情，我们都可以信任他。
If we remain in God's love, then we can trust and obey.
一个孩子可以信任他的父母，他就在主的爱，父母的爱里面。
If a child can trust his parents, then he remains in his parents' love.
如果我们能够遵守父的命令，我们就在父的爱里面。
If we can obey Lord's command, then we can remain in Him, in His love.
主耶稣对我们说，这些事情我都告诉你们了。
And our Lord tells us that all the things that I've already told you.
主把这个三样藏在爱里面，藏在话语里面，藏在主里面，都告诉我们。
So God has already taught us that how we can remain in His words and remain in His love.
在这一段圣经的第十一节这样说。
And in verse 11,
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete.
主已经对我们说了。
God has already told us this.
我不知道今天你能不能领受主对你说的这三个常在。
So, I don't know whether today you can understand what God has already told you about the three things related to remaining in Him, in His love.
我们常在主里，我们常在主话里，我们常在主爱里，主就喜乐。
If we always remain in Him, in His words, and in His love, then God will be pleased.
主不只是自己要喜乐，他要我们的喜乐也可以满足。
And God also want our joy to be complete.
所以一个葡萄枝子接在葡萄树上，是要叫那个枝子得着满足。
So when a branch is connected to a vine, that is to let this vine be complete.
神今天要把一个喜乐的生命赐给你。
God wants to give you a joyful life.
只要你愿意把自己接在葡萄树上面。
So long as you're willing to connect yourself as a branch to the vine.
主就让你可以得着喜乐，可以满足。
And then God will say that God says that then your joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete.
求主帮助你的信仰是一个喜乐的信仰。
And this belief is a joyful belief.
不是一个劳苦愁烦，不是一个受限制的信仰。
It's not a belief that will give you all kinds of troubles.
不是对你有很多的限制，让你不能这样，不能那样的一个信仰。
It's not a belief that's intended to give you all kinds of limits.
因为主要给我们的是一个喜乐的信仰。
Because God wants to give us a belief that is full of blessing and joy.
是一个满足的信仰。
Is a belief that will give us, that will make us our joy complete.
是我们可以不但结果子，而且可以结果子更多的信仰。
It's a belief that will help us bear fruits, and not just bear fruits, but bear more fruits.
来，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的耶稣，我感谢你。
Dear Jesus, we thank you.
因为你让我住在主里面。
Because you help me to remain in you.
我每天住在主里面，你就给我供应。
If we remain in you, you will give us the provisions.
你给我营养的供应。
You give me nutrition.
你给我生活的供应。
You give me the provisions for my life.
你给我话语的供应。
You give the provisions of your words.
因为你可以把我修理干净。
Because you can prune me.
让我可以结出更多果子的人。
So that I can bear more fruits.
我可以在主你的里面得着你话语的供应。
So that I can remain in you and have that provisions of your words.
我可以在主你里面得着爱的供应。
And I can have that provision of love.
求主耶稣，你把一个做门徒的心智放在我的里面。
Lord, please help us that so that I can, you can put that will of being your disciple in my heart.
因此，我可以每一天过着一个快乐的、喜乐的生活。
So that I can live a joyful life every day.
我可以每一天过着荣耀主的生活。
So that I can live a life that can glorify you.
我这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.